That's someone taking a bite out of a Bruin burger. On the first day of Crab Fest, there's a line trailing away from the window of the Kodiak Snow Bruins food cart. The nonprofit fries up the Kodiak staple every year for the festival. But what is the Bruin burger?
It's basically a flattened out dough with some burger cheese, a little egg and oil to hold it all together, and then they just deep fry it.
Meaty and cheesy.
Deliciousness. It's deep fat fried amazingness.
A hot pocket of fried goodness.
According to a couple of people online, it sells out fast.
Because sometimes, like at the end of the Crab Fest, it's almost gone. So everybody trying to buy first day of the Crab Fest.
Talked to the few people around here, and they said, yeah, that sells out within Saturday. People will come and get dozens of them and bring them back to the tribe and everything like that. It's that amazing. So I walked around, and everything looks so good. But I've always learned, follow the line. The one with the longest line is the best one.
The Bruin burger isn't just a fried guilty pleasure or fairgrounds treat. It's also fundraising gold. Inside the Snow Bruins food cart, volunteers arrange, fry, and package up Bruin burgers. The Bruin burgers look like square burritos with the ends tucked under, and they fill the tabletops. 22-year club member and volunteer Tom Abel stands at the window speaking with customers. He takes a break to explain the origins of the Kodiak Snow Bruins.
Started out in 1968, and Karen Saling, who passed away this last month, was the person that thought of making the Bruin burger just to raise a few dollars for the club to have a banquet at the end of the year, the snowmobile season, and etc. And it's bloomed into the people got to have their Bruin burger every year.
Proceeds go towards the Snow Bruins' promotion of winter sports, their safety education efforts, and their donations to local nonprofits. A couple of the young people volunteering in the food truck are from groups like the soccer team and the Kodiak branch of Health Occupations Students of America. One person mans the fryer. According to Abel, that's the only treatment the Bruin burger gets the day of Crab Fest.
They cook 1,100 pounds of the meat one day, which is secret ingredients, I can't tell you that, it's just meat. And then the next 2 days, on Saturday and a Sunday, they roll them up and they bring them in and they defrost them and then deep fry them and sell them out the window.
Abel says they sold about 2,500 Bruin burgers the first day. And according to a former Snow Bruins volunteer who stands on the line outside, buying one is a given.
It's one of those things that's Crab Fest, go get a Bruin burger, you know? I think it's kind of win in Rome.
Especially if it's your first visit. It's a rite of passage. I'm Kayla DeRoche.